And ever since then, I've always, you know, waxed romantically about that bike, how great it was. Well, I found one identical to what I had when I was 14, 15. I found one a few years ago when I bought it. It sucks. Compared to the new stuff, it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't handle, didn't stop, wasn't especially fast. It's just, I think in our minds, we play things up. And maybe that's part of God not giving us the ability to remember bad things as well as good things.
Yeah.
It's kind of how I look at it.
It may play into that.
We're already at another big break?
Yes, we are.
I'm sorry, I've been running my mouth. All right, folks, we'll be back in 5 minutes.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Debbie Handley. Former Vice President Joe Biden kicked off his presidential campaign.
We know what we have to do, so let's stop fighting and start fixing.
Biden was in Philadelphia. Former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was attacked during an appearance in South Africa.
When a man makes a flying kick right into the actor's back, the moment caught on cell phone video. The 71-year-old former governor stumbles forward but recovers quickly.
Fox's Roger Stern. There's a winner for the Preakness Stakes.
Nothing stood in his way. War of Will won the Preakness. And then it was Everfast in a photo with Owendale, followed by Warrior's Charge and a final time of 1 minute 54.15 seconds.
The call on NBC Sports. This is Fox News.
Help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Looking for a real neighborhood bar where you can hang out and enjoy life? Head to Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive. Happy hour is Monday through Friday from 3 till 7. Your favorite neighborhood bar is ready to feed you. Bear County Barbecue, the kitchen at Rick and Moe's, is open for dinner Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to midnight. Try their delicious Bear County Texas-style brisket, pulled pork and sausage, not to mention their dry-aged burgers. This isn't your ordinary barbecue. No, sir. See them today about catering your next event. You can count on Rick and Moe's to have all the best sports action on the big screens. Plenty of fun with darts, pool, and video games. Rick and Moe's still has your favorite live music, too, with open mic night on Tuesdays and great acoustic acts and live bands from Wednesday night through the weekend. Check out Rick and Moe's Facebook page for this week's schedule and for Bear County Barbecue's menu. There's never a cover charge at Rick and Moe's. Rick and Moe's, your neighborhood bar. On the east side at Vaughn Road and Watchman Drive.
Moe knows.
You know, we rely on our vehicles so much, and sometimes we don't give them the TLC, that tender loving care that they need. Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. There's nothing worse than breaking down when you're on a trip or just running across town, for Pete's sake. You know what? All you have to do is go down to Woodman Sun Southside Firestone. They can take care of business. But the best thing to do is if you have any suspicion whatsoever that your tires need replacing, that your oil needs changing, your transmission fluid, anything under the hood, or anything on the road. Woodman Sun Southside Firestone can take care of business. I've been going over there now for 40 years. Some of the absolute best ASE mechanics that you will find anywhere. Do yourself a favor. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Go by Woodman Sun Southside Firestone for those Firestone and Bridgestone tires at a great, great price. You'll be glad you did. Woodman Sun Southside Firestone. They're on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
It's only May, but here comes a summer forecast. Today, mostly sunny with a high temperature, I think near 90 or in the neighborhood. A little bit more humidity, too. Rain chances generally under 20%, but not zero. Tonight's low 65. Tomorrow, upper 80s to around 90 again. Chance of some isolated thunderstorms towards Sunday evening and maybe a couple of thunderstorms Sunday night. Scattered thunderstorms will be around on Monday. Then a hot week ahead next week with high temperatures 90 or above. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hi there. Welcome back to the final hour of tonight's Clearing the Air. I am your host, Terry Adams, a postman with me as always. On Saturdays, going digging into the, or actually jumping into the deeper end of the pool. Kind of been talking about everything tonight. Really, I like for this show, I kind of give Postman free rein on this show because his knowledge of the big picture is what I like to us for us to present on Saturday night. So that's kind of where we like to stay. But, 272-9228, we have no set. A topic. If you want to call and talk, go right ahead. I got my new Biblio email today, my weekly edition. Let's see what's in it. They normally have some good deep into the pool stuff. Let's see what we've got. Let's see. Altered states of entrapment. The plant medicine manipulation. Planetary ascension is not on a time schedule. How about that? Oh, we have a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Terry, how are you?
Hey, Frank, how are you doing, buddy?
Hey, good. Hey, Postman, how are you?
Hey, Frank, how's it going?
Been a rough week, real rough week, but I'm done with chemotherapy.
Yay.
Wow, yes.
I've got two more radiation Monday and Tuesday, and then I start on a immune drug that boosts your immune system, then, should be pretty good from there, but
good.
Anyway. Another day of life, breath, and free choice, and that's all that matters, you know?
Yeah, brother. There you go.
Hey, a couple of things, and if you don't mind, I'm going to disagree a little bit with the guy that you played.
Sure.
All right, go ahead.
Because I didn't hear a whole bunch of sources, okay?
Right.
And a bunch of documentation. And let me give you where I'm coming from. If you go back to 1 Enoch 47, where he heard the fourth voice fending off the Satan, the five Satans, forbidding them to come before God of spirits, accuse them who dwell on the earth. There's a whole different story, okay? And what Enoch tells us and what this guy's trying to say. And he has his story and I have mine, okay?
Sure.
And I'm going to go kind of with what I saw and so forth. But let's go to Enoch, all right?
Yeah.
Let's go to Enoch. The first name of the first Satan, his name was called Yikon. Okay, Y-E-K-O-N, the one who led astray the sons of Elohim or God and brought them down to the earth and led them astray to the daughters of men, okay?
Ah, okay.
That's the first Satan. The second Satan was named Azabel, okay? A-S-B-E-L-L.
Yes, I remember that name.
Yeah, and he imparted He imparted the sons of Elohim the evil counsel and lent them astray so they defile their bodies with the daughters of men. Okay?
Right.
He's probably, he dwelt in heaven and obtained the secret. This is what's really strange. And kind of what this guy was talking about, but totally different, okay? If that makes any sense.
It does.
He dwelt in heaven and obtained the secret of the sacred name and the secret of its number so that it could be used in the oath that bound them together, okay? That secret name is a big, big, big deal, okay? And this is a number. Let's see. Let's go down to the third one. His name was Gadriel. G-A-D-R-E-E-L. Not Gabriel, but Gadriel.
Yeah,
okay?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and he showed the children men all the blows of death and led Eve astray and showed the weapons of death, okay? And his name just means the total deceiver of man, okay? That's the third angel, or the third Satan. Let's see. The fourth was named Penemue, P-E-N-E-M-U-E. He taught the children of men the bitter and the sweet, and he taught them the secrets of the wisdom, okay? And he instructed mankind in writing with ink and paper, and therefore many sinned. Man was not meant originally to write or to read. They were like angels, okay?
Wow.
According to Enoch, if you go to 1 Enoch 12:4, okay, they were not meant to write or to read. They were created like angels. Okay,
there was no need to read or write.
Exactly.
He taught them cursive, didn't he?
Yeah. Exactly.
You said that before, Postman.
Right, and you know what cursive is? I mean, just what it says, the word cursive. You're actually cursing, you know,
God.
God, yes.
The name of God, exactly.
Uh huh.
And the fifth name was Cassandra, Kasdeya. And he also showed the children of men all the wicked smitings of spirits and demons and smitings the embryo of the womb, okay? He's the one, that's 1 Enoch 69, 4-12. He's the one that taught abortion.
Okay? Oh, wow.
And that is why, to me, Satan is not delusional, mentally ill. He's got many faces, but it's backed up in the book of Enoch.
He's brilliant. He's a brilliant being.
Yes, he's exactly, okay?
In more ways than one.
Yeah, he presented himself in all these different facets.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we're living in an illusion right now, that's what they want us to believe. AI is here, guys, in my opinion.
I know.
And I think that Morgellons is 100% AI. And I think that expiry dragons, if I still have a little bit of time,
You have plenty of time. Take your time, Frank.
Okay. Because this is what I called about. You know, Postman, you mentioned a couple of times where and why were the fallen bound with copper?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let me give you a little background, and I think I found the answer. Okay. It's taken a lot of research. Okay. But in the Bible, copper is used, and it's been confused several times with brass and a couple of different names. Let me give you brass or bronze. All right. Let me give an example. Okay. If you go to Deuteronomy 8:9, it says, "A land whereof thou shalt eat without scarceness, thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stores are iron, and out of the hills they mayest dig brass." That's the King James Version. If you go to the RSV Version, it says, "Out of the hills where you can dig copper." Okay? In the NIV Version, the exact same verse is, "And you can dig copper out of the hills." So my point is, copper is the same as brass. In bronze, in most everything that we read in the Bible, okay?
Okay.
And that's documented. I can give you 4 or 5 of them, but anyway, that should kind of cover that. Okay, another example using Numbers 21:9. If Moses made a serpent of brass, and he put it on a pole, or a serpent of copper, and it came to pass that a serpent was bitten to any man, he shall be held the serpent of brass, and he'd live, okay? Now, that's kind of where I'm going with this whole thing, but let's get a little bit of background on copper. Copper's been around in Mesopotamia since 4,500 B.C., Egypt 3,500 B.C., China 2,800 B.C. So it's been around forever, okay? Mm-hmm. When the Israels were poised to enter the promised land, Moses told them, out of the mountain, that's when Deuteronomy, 8:7-9, okay?
Right.
Copper is used time and time and time again in the temple, okay? to build, you know, the different architects in the temple.
Right.
Okay. And copper is used for a specific reason. And I can't, the same thing, Terry, this is weird, okay? Internet went down again. Same thing that happened last
imagine
time.
Imagine that. What are the chances?
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of that at home, Frank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's really odd. It just completely went down.
I know.
But the point is, okay, copper is meant to bind evil. And if you go in, if you took a look at the temple, I'll add it from here. You look at the temple, okay, and the temple is designed specifically, from the copper that David found in King Solomon's mind,
right.
and on, okay? But the outside of the temple was primarily copper or bronze, and the inside was gold, okay? But you could not enter through the temple unless you were cleansed, okay? And even the high priest could not enter until they cleansed themselves. But they had to cleanse themselves and walk past that copper, all right? Because it was the atonement for sin, okay? Wow. It erased the sin of man. And it also binds sin, and the only person is God that can release that bind, okay? That's how strong copper is. And if you really, I mean, and remember, copper, bronze, it's all the same thing. If you look at the temple, the amount of copper used in the temple and in the tabernacle is just absolutely astonishing. There's so much in it. And that's the reason why it's the atonement for sin. Mm-hmm. And that, Postman, to me, is why they're bound. And they'll be released, but only God can release them. Okay, there's no other way it can be. No one else. Satan can't. Nobody can release them. Okay.
Right.
But I don't know if. I'd give you more. But like I say, my computer died, and I can't scroll down and go any further on.
That's
you know,
weird.
What I was saying, but.
Yeah, I'm having the same thing happen, and. What's weird to me is, you know, every night I go outside and I take images and I download them onto my computer and I go to Windows Movie Gallery or Windows Image Gallery so I can play around with contrast and shading. Now when I do that after downloading them and I go there, all instead of pictures, I've got icons of like YouTube icons, AOL icons. It's creepy.
Yeah, it really is. Because to me, every time you talk about God, but here, let me give you some more. It just came back up. Okay.
Good.
The column. Outside of the temple, okay, were 26 foot high and topped with capitals of pure copper, all right?
Wow.
And a staggering amount of copper that was used. And the pillars of bronze and copper in the house of the Lord, it stands for, you know, again, for atonement of sin. And if you go through God's judgment, finally unleashed, and he promised exiles to Babylon, is executed. But because of the temple and the bronze that he used in it, okay? And it goes on to say that, like I say, the gold is on the inside, but the bronze is on the outside. Bronze binds sin and can only be unbound by God, okay? Bronze is where God deals judgment with sin, and only a person can enter pure and through the pure and holy presence of God, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, one other thing. What right now blocks EMF radiation?
Copper.
Okay, and what are we about to get nailed with, or being nailed with right now?
Oh, yeah, 5G.
It's 5G, and pretty soon 6G, okay?
Yes.
And right now, the only thing that could really efficiently block that is copper.
Imagine that.
And there's a reason for that, okay?
Because
I still think, Terry, those images are little fiery serpents. They look like little snakes, okay, that are about to grow and explode.
Yep.
Okay? And I think it all ties together, but I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, it makes perfect sense. I'm with you on that. I agree, and it scares me to death.
Yeah. And I just wanted to throw that in. But it's really strange, too, because like I said, the last couple of three times I've tried to call in, everything just locks up.
Yeah.
When you start talking about God, it just locks up on you.
The enemy knows who you are.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's fine.
Exactly.
You know, that's
a good thing.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, but Postman, your thoughts on copper?
I'm with you, Frank, because kind of Phoenicians, they came way to Michigan and got it. In times BC, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about a long time
ago. They came where?
To Michigan.
Did you say Michigan?
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
It's in Wolverines.
Do you know where the largest copper mines in the world are at?
Michigan?
They're in Michigan.
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
I mean, hardly anybody would know that. That's incredible.
They came all the way over here and got it.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, to this day, that's the largest copper mines in the world.
I wonder who told them it was here.
Oh, I doubt anybody told them. I figured they just know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to realize where they came from. They came from the Mediterranean.
Yes.
They sailed all the way over here. They were actually excellent seafarers, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I tell you, the more you write, you watch ancient aliens and ancient history. I mean, we've been visited so many times; it's incredible in this country.
I agree.
You know, I mean, the Vikings and, like I say, Mesopotamians and everything. Egyptians, like I say, there's you know, all kinds of Egyptian, you know, paraphernalia in the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly right.
So anyway, I've taken enough time. I just want to throw that out there. But like I say, to me, the five Satans in the Book of Enoch kind of nailed that one, I thought, you know.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. Okay.
So, all right, guys. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you for your friendship. Take care, my friend. All right, got to hit a break. I'm behind as normal. We'll be back.
Hey, Bob, I'm looking for a pharmacy, and I was wondering which one you and Pam use.
We've used Adams Drugs for years. You know, I take a lot of medications for my diabetes, so I needed someone that could partner with me in keeping everything under control.
I understand. I'm on a lot as well, and I can't always see my doctor when I have questions.
My Adams Drugs pharmacist answers all my questions, and they take the time to make sure I understand. I trust them completely.
Sounds like I need to call Adams Drugs. You have their number?
The best thing is to check their website at adamsdrugs.net. That way you can check which of the 12 locations is nearest you and give them a call.
I did see that Adams is now a Health Mart pharmacy. Were they bought out?
No, Health Mart is their national buying group that allows Adams to purchase at a much lower price. Nothing has changed. Adams Drugs has served the River Region for 56 years, and believe me, that will not change.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Caretaker was very rough with me, but I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
My son was supposed to help take care of me, but he was never around.
Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Walls came down. Welcome back to the program. Well, we got 4 minutes before we hit another big break. We were talking earlier. I was outside today at the shop, and I hear this rumbling noise. I'm like, is that a C-130? No, it's not a C-130. It's different. And it looked like a B-29, I guess, that flew over. I guess they're having that air show or whatever. What, out at Maxwell or somewhere? Or maybe...
I think it's out of Danley.
It's always going to be Danley Field. They call it Montgomery Regional all you want. It's Danley Field in my book.
Yeah.
Always has been. But, you know, Can you imagine an American 17-year-old boy going and being trained and going in an aircraft and flying and shooting at German planes attacking? Can you imagine 17-year-old now doing what those kids did back in the 30s and 40s? That's incredible. That was the greatest generation.
Yeah, same so, you know, because they had their work cut out for them. They had a mission, and it entailed, you know, keeping America safe. And
yes.
They actually answered the call.
They really did.
And some of the equipment that America was putting out back in the day, I mean, that was, some of those aircraft that they were flying, I mean, they were really well-built, you know, aircraft.
Yeah.
And then some of them, like the Liberator, it was a Widowmaker.
Mm-hmm.
The B-24. I mean, that one wasn't that good.
Man, look at our tanks. They were pathetic compared to the Panthers and, of course, the Tigers.
Right, yeah. They were actually too small and too slow.
They were.
Yeah.
But they were made in such number that we just overwhelmed them with sheer numbers, you know?
Right.
Because they had a plan to defeat a tiger, but it took five or six Shermans. You know, one had to be the rabbit to distract him, and one had to go behind him and try to hit him in his smallest bit of armor in the very back. But
yeah,
not want to be in a Sherman tank and have a tiger come up with that 88. He could pop you from a half a mile away.
Now, what was that on the? It was a 37 on the Sherman, wasn't it?
Uh huh. Tiny.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it was. And you look at the torpedoes, when they at the beginning of the war, if one of our submarines fired a torpedo, there was like you had a 50% chance that if it hit its target, it would detonate. They were having all kind of issues with torpedoes. But, you know, they've gradually got their act together. And, you know, money is a money-making enterprise for a lot of people. That's sad, but that's just the way it works.
Yeah.
So you got to think that these companies that were making hundreds of millions of dollars, and then suddenly the war's over and they're making back to normally making their normal, they've got to be thinking, what can we do to make hundreds of millions of dollars again? That's where the problem comes in my opinion.
5 years later, they just started another war.
Exactly. And I think that's enough. I think that explains why. When George Herbert Walker pedophile Sheriff Bush went over there and he did not finish Saddam Hussein, I think the reason he didn't finish him and he decided to end the war was so we could restart it when Junior got in. You know? Because if he had knocked out Saddam, that would have eliminated billions of dollars more in armaments we were going to need for that next one.
Yeah, and think about the intervals, you know, between certain wars.
Mm-hmm.
Think about them, you know. They're not that far apart.
No. And how is that? Why is that? We never should have got involved in World War I. That was a family squabble.
Right.
You know, cousins. Let them kill each other. Who cares? And the people running for president swore, if you elect me, I'll keep us out of this. It's a European problem. It's not our problem.
Right.
They lied. Yeah. It's what politicians do.
I hate
politicians.
You know, comes World War II. I mean, that one had to be... it had to be fought because of Nazi Germany.
Which was a construct built by the elite to prevent those savage barbarians, communists in Russia, who had killed the Tsar and his ministers, from working the way over to Britain. They wanted a buffer. So they created Nazi Germany to be a buffer, but it got out of control. I think they underestimated the German people. And the technology, it's my opinion. I've heard Hitler was a cousin to the royals. Do you know if that's true or not?
No, I never done that part of research on.
Yeah, I've heard he was. I don't know.
Yeah, but what I think the elites didn't count on was the Aldebarans helping the Germans out.
The what?
The one from Aldebaran.
Oh, okay.
From Taurus.
From them getting help from elsewhere.
Right. Uh huh. Yeah, they didn't count on them helping them out.
No, they got help.
Oh, they did, for sure.
And, you know, and that's the one thing that's always puzzled me is, okay, you look at what the Germans created. It was just decades ahead of anything we were creating. And while the Britons did have jet engines before the Germans, they didn't have jet engines in a functioning airplane before the Germans. So how did these brilliant, brilliant minds, how in the world did we beat them to the atomic bomb? In other words, how did we win the war? Well, there's a lot of people that believe we didn't win the war, that it was all a planned end of the war while the head of Germany, the Nazis, all relocated to Antarctica and places elsewhere, and the German people had to suffer the consequences of their actions. I don't know if that's true or not.
I mean, you got to look at the Germans invented the atomic bomb.
Here. They invented everything.
Yeah.
They were brilliant.
Who was it? Teller?
Yes. Edward Teller. That's right. That's absolutely correct. You know, it's just, none of this adds up that we beat them when they had such, I mean, we know we overwhelmed them with sheer numbers, but still, it just doesn't make sense to me. I think that they figured out way ahead of time that the beast, as the Japanese called us, that had awakened, I think they knew that we were going to get up and going and gear up and we were going to overwhelm them with numbers. So I think they had a contingency plan, which was U-boat it to Antarctica and places elsewhere from there. But that's just my opinion.
Yep.
All right, big break, 5 minutes. We'll be back.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 per month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase our exclusive VIP package, for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower to use while yours is in our service department. And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Girl, what happened to your truck?
Honey, we hydroplaned on the bridge yesterday, spun out of control and hit the guardrails. Thought I was gonna die.
Well, you better take it over to Price Paint and Body at their new location in Millbrook.
You mean take it to Brad Price over at Price Paint and Body in Wetumpka, don't you?
No, hon. Take it to their new location in Millbrook. It's closer to you. Them people done opened up a third location in Millbrook. They do the same great job that Brad and Peyton do over in Wetumpka and Tallahassee, but this one's closer to you in Millbrook.
You know I see them prices every Sunday after church eating lunch. You can't fill them up, but I'm glad they have a location in Millbrook now. Thought it was only in Wetumpka and Tallahassee.
Well, you'll love it when they finish. Them prices sure know how to fix a wrecked vehicle. Just look how they fixed our truck after Randy hit that deer. That thing looks brand new.
Price Paint and Body. Same great family, same great service. Now with three locations to serve you. Wetumpka, Tallahassee, and Tallahassee Automotive, and now in Millbrook. Tell them Mama sent you.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
You can beat your toughest opponent, but one thing you should never try to beat is a train. Don't risk your life. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
It's only May, but here comes a summer forecast. Today, mostly sunny with a high temperature, I think near 90 or in the neighborhood. A little bit more humidity, too. Rain chances generally under 20%, but not zero. Tonight's low 65. Tomorrow, upper 80s to around 90 again. Chance of some isolated thunderstorms towards Sunday evening and maybe a couple of thunderstorms Sunday night. Scattered thunderstorms will be around on Monday. Then a hot week ahead next week with high temperatures 90 or above. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, welcome back to the last half hour of this weekend's Clearing the Air. I am your host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, with my somewhat normal co-host on Saturday nights, the Postman, who's eating a brownie right now. Thank you, little short mean woman, for these awesome chocolatey brownies. I love chocolate. The only thing I like better than chocolate is more chocolate. Love me some chocolate. Chocolate's good. Now that I've learned how to use the computer system, I was going to play When Johnny Comes Marching Home by Steve Earle, which is a great, great song, but can't seem to find it on YouTube for some reason. But let's see what else I had written for this weekend. We talked about Feinstein, and we talked about the immigration system. You know, something that I've long held to be true is that a person's actions will always follow their beliefs. Why is Donald Trump not trying to stop ICE from flying these damn illegals all over our country and dropping them off? Has he been compromised? Is he there just to give us the illusion that there's hope and that he's going to drain the swamp when, in fact, he's part of the swamp? That's what concerns me. Now, Postman said before Trump even got elected that if he gets in, it's going to be a double cross. And that's I'm beginning to see that. It scares me. And I found something today I want to read you about the Dead Sea Scrolls. I don't know if you know what they are, but the Book of Enoch had been in the Ethiopian Bible from day one. It had been in our Bible to Constantine, who declared himself the first pope. Constantine was a Roman emperor. He had a little get-together, and they decided to take out the Book of Enoch from our Bibles. There's a reason they did that, but the Dead Sea Scrolls, they found a copy in the Dead Sea Scrolls which matched perfectly with what was in the Ethiopian Bible, which shows that it is indeed a legitimate book. Now, the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls back in 1947 was a revolutionary discovery in the area of biblical studies. When they were first discovered, there was a lot of questions and there was a lot of suspicion about the content of the Dead Sea Scrolls. Now, some 72 years later, research has helped us discover the community behind these scrolls and what they believed in. The Dead Sea Scrolls made a huge contribution towards the area of Old Testament studies as it has vindicated and verified the textual transmission of the Old Testament text. It has also shed light on the New Testament as well, including the view of the Messiah. Now, this is important in light of outreach to our Muslim friends who argue that our Bible has been corrupted. Well, the Dead Sea Scrolls refute those notions. It has not been corrupted. It's just so much of it was kept from us because it would key us in on who the real enemy was. And the ones who corrupted it were the real enemy, if that makes sense. So they just took out stuff that would point to them to throw us off the trail, in my opinion. But the Book of Enoch, I don't know that you can get any more legitimate than that. If you look at who Enoch was, he walked with God. One of only two men we know of in the Bible who never died a physical death. Book of Enoch is very, very legitimate, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong, but I'm usually not. But I think Frank would agree with me. Frank's done the premier work on the Book of Enoch, and it's amazing. And Postman brought it up earlier. One of the things that I always get from biblical, quote, scholars is that, well, that's not possible because we know that angels can't procreate. Well, what if angels can't procreate because of what happened that's described in the Book of Enoch? What if God said, well, I'm not going to allow that to happen again, so I'm going to make the angels where they can't procreate? Because that's what started the insurrection when the fallen angels came down and laid with earth women, and that's where the Nephilim came from. Of course, that's just my opinion, and I could be wrong, but I'm probably not. The dangers of lacking spiritual discernment. For a human being who hungers for truth, what is most beautiful is that which is most truthful. If the road to truth means having to learn what is untrue and to face unconsciousness and obstacles within ourselves, the lover of truth will gladly accept that challenge. Each time we expose and face that which is untrue, we are that much closer to that which is true. That is so true. And when it comes to spirituality and personal growth, we know what essential principles to keep in mind, and those are love, peace, kindness, compassion, understanding, forgiveness — that's a hard one for me — generosity, and gratitude. But how often do you hear about the importance of spiritual discernment and sincerity? Probably not so much. Well, let's face it. These words and ideas aren't warm and fuzzy as concepts such as love and gratitude. Such ideas may even sound like they've been taken from some heavy leather-bound book that's been collecting dust on your bookshelf for the past 100 years. Inevitably, the lack of feel-good vibes that spiritual discernment and sincerity possess means they get glossed over, or at worst, they get completely neglected. But here's the thing. To me, both spiritual discernment and sincerity are two of the most essential and powerful principles on the spiritual path. Yet in many spiritual communities these days, such vital practices are totally neglected or ignored in favor of what we would call a carefree attitude. The breezy carefree attitude says, go and do whatever you want, it'll all be okay. But it won't be okay. The reality is there are sharks in the water. The reality is that the spiritual path isn't as blissful as people make it out to be. That's so true. The reality is there are endless ways you can be taken advantage of by the so-called spiritual teachers, guides, gurus, and of course, when you're on the spiritual path. The reality is that there are many deep rabbit holes which you may struggle to get out of. Hence the need for spiritual discernment and sincerity. So let's take off our rose-tinted glasses and let's get real for just a moment. Now, I'm going to explore exactly why practicing deep sincerity and fiercely seeking the truth, also known as being discerning, are so important. Now, spiritual discernment is the ability to distinguish between truth and deception when you're on your spiritual path. I mean, that's it. It's pretty simple. In Sanskrit, spiritual discernment is called viveka, and is said to be the crowning wisdom on the spiritual path, which allows us to discover what is real versus what is unreal. Now, some Indian sages believe that spiritual discernment has helped us achieve a luminous state. Wow. Also known as spiritual illumination or wholeness. You know, Postman, anytime I hear about illumination, I can't help but think of the stuff I'm filming, because I got plants that are lit up. I got plants that are blinking. And when you look at, well, who are we told is the bright and morning star? Lucifer. Right. We're told he's the illuminated being, Lucifer. Right. What is the, in plants that glow, that are luminescent, what is the thing that makes them luminescent? Luciferian is the name of the stuff. All this stuff can't be an accident.
Well, I mean, you got to look at it too. That's just an actual term, you know, to describe it, you know, because I mean, it's a grammatically correct term. It actually fits the bill when it comes to describing the expressions of like a better term, when something is to be lit up, you know, because of, I mean, you got to look at it. It's I always go back to television, you know, for examples, you know, because of
pixels.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. On a LED TV, that's a Lucifer. in other words.
Light-emitting diode.
Right, uh-huh. Yeah, it is. And Statue of Liberty is one.
And it's not light-emitting diode?
No, not a light-emitting diode. It's a Lucifer because it's a light-bearer.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And that's the only thing that's lit up on it. Okay. Anything that pretty much bears light, it doesn't have to be evil.
Right.
And that's the main thing. But what stands out about the original Lucifer or the devil is that he was once good and then he turned bad and he kept his same name.
Gotcha. You know?
And now it's synonymous, you know, with evil.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. I just found it just a weird when I saw that that's the name of that molecule or whatever you want to call it. When I see L-U-C-I-F-E, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. So it's just a descriptive. Okay, that's fine.
Right.
Get it. Go ahead.
Are you going to have a break?
Yeah. I was going to. Let's go ahead and finish the thought.
Oh, another thing, too, you got to realize he was not to glorify him in by any means, but I mean when he was made Lucifer, I mean it was a beautiful thing because I mean, I already knew that he was a creator of the world. He was. I mean in a good way.
Oh, but, you mean God assigned him the task?
Right. Uh huh.
Yeah, the protocol. Okay.
Right. And that was his job, you know. But he just went bad, like some of us do. You know what I'm saying? We start out good and then end up bad.
Happens every day.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, let's hit this break. 272-9228. Get your parting shots in. Hurry.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it. It's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, PM, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. We're right down here on the Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. A lot of things going on down here. First of all, on the river, we got pontoon boats that you can rent. Cruise up and down the river with your family and friends. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card, a little common sense, and we'll get everything else fixed up for you. We're also cooking up fresh seafood from the Gulf. We got fryers. We got a steamer. We got a grill. We got all kinds of different things to eat. We got shrimp from Argentina that tastes like between a shrimp and a lobster. We got those royal red deep water shrimp from the Gulf. Got some down here with Whitey Johnson. That's right. Whitey Johnson's on the stage Sunday at 5 o'clock. Check it out. CapitalOysterBar.com. Go to the Facebook page. Get down here soon and come hungry.
Welcome back to the program. Let's see if I can get this to play. Well, that'd be a no. Well, they probably got the volume turned all the way down on it, and that's why I can't hear anything. Welcome back to the waning moments of Clearing the Air. 272-9228 is the number here. You know, there's several things that can get you when you lack spiritual discernment, and one of them is one of my big problems is ego. You have to be really, really careful, and you have to watch out for corrupt spiritual teachers. I think one of which made some really nasty comments about us and actually called Postman the N-word. Anybody that would do something like that is the last person you need to go to for spiritual advice, I can tell you that. I don't even remember the guy's name. He's inconsequential, in my opinion. But, you know, if he feels like taking a shot at us, go right ahead, man. I really couldn't care less. I don't even remember his name, Postman. I don't know.
No, I can't remember it either. But he's international. I don't know that much.
That tells
he's
you
all,
something,
he's
right?
All over the world. He's in Africa. He's in Asia. You know,
oh, that's right. And
he's on all seven continents.
He will come and perform an exorcism for you. He'll come to you and perform one. You just got to pay him.
For $500.
Mm-hmm. What a guy. What a guy. What a guy. Unreal, man. People. And I think every show, at some point, I have probably said that if I were God, I would have destroyed this species a long time ago. And I mean that. It's just, it's so depressing to see what modern man's capable of. It's just all about, everybody's all about themselves. They couldn't care less about anyone else. It's depressing. It really is. And I'm over it. I'm tired of seeing people don't care about their fellow man. It's terrible. We've really, really fallen. But I tell you, we've had a lot of help. We really have. And I get sick when it makes me sick to see TV commercials about had a car accident. Get what you deserve. You don't deserve anything. You deserve to have your car back the way it was before you got hit. I mean, it was an accident, okay? Everything doesn't have to be a nefarious act where somebody has to be punished for it. Come on. It's just everything's so screwed up in this society. It gets to you after a while. At least it does me, obviously.
Yeah, it's just fortunate, you know, that we've, you know, consider yourself fortunate that there's a system in place, you know, where you can be compensated, you know, for the accident, you know, for your lost wages and your injuries and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. You know, there's a website out there called Humans Are Free, which is a pretty good website. It goes into detail about George Pedophile Bush and what he was bringing little boys into the White House. I mean, it's terrible. But while I have a chance, let me explain something to you. When I read stuff to you that someone has written that's out in the public realm, if this were not true, you would not be able to see it out in the public realm. It wouldn't be published because it would be, they would be subject to libel. They would be subject to going to court. They would be sued. But there's truth to it, which is why it's allowed to stand. You understand what I'm saying? Somebody can't just come out and start blabbing about things unless there's truth to it, because they will be shut down by the ones they're talking about. So there's a lot of truth to what these people are they're gambling that they're not going to be taken to task, because what they're saying, there's enough truth to it that the ones they're indicting in their papers are not about to open that can of worms, because more stuff will be brought out. So they don't. In other words, there's a lot of truth there. But like I said, discernment is so important. You have to be able to look at what you're reading and know what's what and who's who. Don't tell me this is going to play now. Let me just shut this thing down here. Yeah. There we go. Sorry about that. Well, what do you got planned the rest of the weekend there, Mr. Postman?
Well, tomorrow's my downtime because I have to work 6 days.
Ah, downtime.
Yeah.
6 days a week, and you take time out to come here every. Thank you for doing that, man. That's really cool of you to come out here on Saturday nights.
No, it doesn't take much effort, Terry. I mean, it's fine. Plus, I like doing it now. So, you remember how skeptical I was about doing this in the beginning?
Yes, I do.
It took me 2 weeks to decide. Remember?
It did. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, but it's fun. I like being up here now.
Good. Yeah, it'll get to you after a while, but getting the truth out is. That's the important thing. really is. The motocross season started today. They had the Hangtown race. I watched the first motos earlier, and I've DVR'd the second one, so I get to see who won when I get home. Supercross is over, and now it's motocross. And if you don't know what motocross is, it's these crazy guys on these dirt bikes jumping these 70 and 80 foot jumps and racing for 45 minutes plus two laps. Steady. It's the most physically demanding sport in the world. And one little lapse of concentration and you could be paralyzed, you could be killed. It's an incredible sport. It's come a long way recently because of the advent of suspension and stuff. They can really jump a lot further than they used to. Keep in mind, these guys are jumping further lap after lap than Evel Knievel ever did on his Harley-Davidson. It's unreal, but it's a lot of fun. They're getting so much power out of these bikes. But sorry, I don't mean to revert back to being a moto head. I can't help it. But folks, keep looking up. Very important. I posted a video on our Clear in the Air page about the clouds I saw the other morning. And if you're using your cell phone, make sure you zoom it all the way out and try to download a different, try to get sepia or black and white, because if you leave your regular color on, everything is so cloaked you can't see anything. You have to use sepia or black and white or even inverted if you've got it, and then you can really see what's there. There's some crazy stuff in the sky right now. There's a lot of airplanes. There's a lot of triangles. There's a lot of orbs. You know, at the beginning of the show, I talked about the video with the orb firing something inside of a chemtrail. 7 or 8 years ago, when I found out about the orbs, I went back through all my chemtrail and chemtrailer or chemliner videos, and I would download them into Windows Movie Maker and slow them down to 1/8 their normal speed. At that speed, you can see orbs zipping in and out of the chemtrails, but the thing is, they can traverse an entire field of view in 1.5 frames. Now, if you break that down into footage and time, you're talking 7,000-8,000 miles an hour. And they can change direction immediately.
Right.
It's like, what in the world? I don't know what they are, but they defy the laws of physics. Are they some kind of transports for some kind of beings? I kind of think they are, but I don't know what they are.
Well, I mean, that's exactly what a terrible craft looks like when it's powered up.
It's an orb?
The same way. Yeah, it looks like an orb when it powers up. But are these small orbs or?
It's hard to tell because they're so far up, you know.
Yeah.
They could be 10 feet in diameter. They could be 50 feet in diameter.
It could very well be one of ours. And one of those are about 60 feet long.
Could be.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're so fast, you will not see them unless you're looking for them. And like I said, you've got to slow the video way, 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 way down to even see them. And we don't, as far as I know, we don't have anything that'll go that fast unless it's one of the Space Force crafts. But it's crazy. But keep looking up. Very important. Remember, you always know where you stand when you're on your knees praying to God. That's the God, not a God. The God, all caps. That's what it's all about, folks. Remember.